Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
They deserve to get that day off. They deserve to get that time off. Dan and the Danettes, they deserve to have some time to chill amongst themselves, amongst their family members and the people that they know and love. But for the next 3 hours, people, you heard the names, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and we're working on getting my man Plexico Burris up in here. He's in a different location, but that's all right, because while we're trying to find him on the locale, TJ, we're going to knock this thing down. We got 3 hours of some pretty, pretty amazing topics. As you heard, you are listening to the Dan Patrick Show, but it ain't with Dan or the Danettes. It's with us.
We in here, man, in studio, about to have some fun. For us this morning, for others, a late morning.
Very late morning for some, but hopefully you're up and you're moving around as we march closer and closer to the new year, day and time. I want to jump right into this because we got so many great topics. So we want to jump right into this and get going. Obviously, from my former team in the city that I know and love so much, the DMV, Dwayne Haskins gets released this week. A lot of the discussion points we had going into this week during our show, Up On Game, we talked about just how things get handled, and when you handle things as irresponsibly or as immature as Dwayne has handled them, you put yourself in a compromising situation. This week we hear from Booger McFarland his thoughts on this situation in particular, but let's talk about your feelings, your first reactions to Dwayne Haskins being let go from released, a former first-round draft pick being released at the end of the season.
Doesn't surprise me. That's the short. I'm not surprised because you saw that he was on thin ice when they fine him. He's a starter. He's not a starter. But we talked about this. Choices, decisions, and consequences. He made a bad choice, and now he's dealing with the consequence of that bad choice. But then you look on the flip side of this. Ron Rivera is turning the Redskins around from an organizational standpoint and getting them on the right track. But the Washington football team, they're dysfunctional. They're a dysfunctional organization, and so he gets drafted – to the Washington football team, and The head coach didn't even want him. And it was
right
public knowledge that the head coach didn't want him. So as a player, when you're a quarterback, and it was said, Dwayne Haskins is talented, but he's going to need some time.
Mm-hmm.
The coach knew he was on a hot seat, and so he did not want him on that team. So I'm sure Haskins felt a certain type of way about that. Did he do what he was supposed to do? Absolutely not. 23 years old, when you can throw the ball like he can throw it, he's going to get another opportunity. He has probably the best agent out there in David Mulligetta with Athletes First. If he will listen to him and follow his lead and understand that this is going to be your last opportunity wherever he lands, he's going to be fine because he has arm talent. It's between the ears and decision making that he's going to have to clean up.
You know what's interesting about what you just said? Not one time did you bring up a race card.
No, there. See, this is what I don't like is any time.
Hold on. I want to, because what you're about to say is going to go directly. Let's listen to this Booger McFarland sound. And then any time, I want you to continue that thought. Here we go. Booger McFarland, his take on the Dwayne Haskins situation.
Unfortunately, I've seen this too many times. Played in the NFL almost a decade. You played a long time. We've been around it for a long time. And oftentimes, young players, especially, and I'm going to go here, especially young African-American players, because they make up 70% of this league. They come into this league and they ask themselves the wrong thing. They come into the league saying not, how can I be a better player? They don't say, how can I be a better teammate? They don't say, how can I be better, a better person? How can I get my organization over the hump? Here's what they come in saying. They come in saying, how can I build my brand better? How can I build my social media following better? How can I work out on Instagram and show everybody that I'm ready to go, but when I get to the game, I don't perform? Dwayne Haskins, unfortunately, is not the first case that I've seen like this.
Yes.
And it won't be the last. And it bothers me because a lot of it is the young African-American player. They come in and they don't take this as a business. It is still a game to them.
They look at it as football.
This ain't football, right, man. This is a billion-dollar business.
Yes.
It's billions of dollars. They pay us a lot of money to talk about the game. So imagine what they pay these guys to play the game.
Yes. Yeah.
They play a child's game and get paid a king's ransom. And it bothers me because I saw a quarterback do it. I saw Jamarcus Russell do it. The number one pick in the draft, they gave him $40 million and he threw it down the damn drain because he didn't take it seriously. And it bothers me because there ain't a lot of jobs like this around.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to tell you, I've been retired a while. It's not a lot of jobs like that around.
All right.
I look at it like, I don't, the race thing, it doesn't resonate with me because Ryan Leaf isn't black.
No.
He's not.
He might have been the worst.
He's not an African. Like, it doesn't matter what race you are. And we were all like this. And every player that I know, when you get into the league, it's about football. We're not looking at it like a business. If black, white, it doesn't matter what you are. We all look at it as football, as a game. As you get into that contract negotiation in your second and third contract, but what people don't realize, you've matured. You're grown into a man by that time.
Mm-hmm.
You understand how things operate by that time. Then you start to look at it as a business. And when you start to look at it as a business at 23 years old, to me, you're concerned about the wrong thing.
Mm.
You need to enjoy the game of football, but common sense will tell you to make the right decisions. You don't get from high school to college to the NFL by making terrible decisions off the field. Very rarely will you. And so looking at it as a business at 23 years old, he made bad decisions that cost him his job. But to say, oh, it's African Americans, we have to do this every race. Mm-hmm. It's every race. But I will say this. I believe his leash should have been a little longer, but we don't know what was going on behind the scenes in practice, in those meetings and the discussions and talks he may have been having with people in that organization that they didn't like what he was doing after those conversations. That could also be the case. But to throw race in there, I don't see it because I played a long time, more than a decade, and it don't matter what race you are. They get it in. They get it in, and it may not become public knowledge, but they get it in, and they go hard in the paint, and that's every single race, and it's not just the black guys.
I'll say this. I don't disagree with some of the things that book said. I think there is some validity to some of the things that he said. But what I will say is, in response, my reaction to it was, I was so busy worrying about being all that I could be, I did not take inventory of what other guys weren't doing.
Yes.
So for me, my idea of approaching the game was to work to be so good and work to be so strong and great at what it is that I was doing that my influence would attract the people that take the same approach that I take. It's almost like, and listen, once you get to an older phase in your career, you sit back and you probably look a little bit more. You watch the younger guys. You know, when we were coming up, it was more of an old school type of approach. So, you know, you'd have old, especially dudes like him that you know, him and Warren Sapp were together, or, you know,
dude,
Simeon
look,
Rice.
Look what he went into, though. He got drafted to a dysfunctional organization. When I get drafted to the Bengals.
Speaking of Haskins.
Yeah, speaking of Haskins. Okay. When I get drafted to the Bengals, we didn't even stay in hotels for home games, bro. I'm young. Uh-huh. The majority of the team is young. All the leadership is on the defensive side of the ball for the most part. I play offense, so I'm with the offense. Dude, guys were going out Saturday night, and we play Sunday morning.
Oh, we had guys coming in from the strip club. Coming to team breakfast,
dude,
team meal.
This is a true story,
straight out.
And I'm not going to say who it is. I bailed somebody out of jail Saturday, or really Sunday morning at 6 or 7 a.m., and we drove to Paul Brown Stadium and played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 3 hours later. Mm. True story. Bailed him out of jail, and we went and played the Tampa Bay Bucs because he got arrested Saturday night. And they didn't release him until Sunday at 6 or 7 in the morning. That's a true story.
I think the idea of what's taking place here with Dwayne Haskins and Booger's take on it, a lot of times I feel like we take a look and we miss the total picture of it, right? So many people will sit there and call Booger out of his
name.
Hey,
I'm cutting you off. And he never gave me my money for bailing him out of jail either.
That's hateful. That is very hateful. Gavin,
I'm sorry.
Gavin, make sure you pay him his money back because you were totally wrong for that. Shots out to Gavin and Mr. Perfect in the back handling the duties. I think that we find ourselves focusing in on diminishing what Booger McFarland said and what he represents because he pulled the card out that nobody really wants to touch anymore, how sensitive things have gotten around racial relations and just being correct in how you talk about things. I didn't fully agree, but what I did agree with is the understanding of how business is handled. But I tend to take a different approach on it. If you feel that strongly about it, to give that type of dialogue and analysis on it, there needs to be more of a commitment to the development of the youth.
Dude, that's what these kids get their tails kissed all throughout their lives.
Yes.
Coming up in high school, I want you on my 7-on-7 team, so yes. I'm going to kiss your butt. I'm going to kiss your parents' butt. Oh, I want you to come to my college. So I'm going to recruit the heck out of you and tell you everything you want to hear. And they don't face adversity, especially when you go to a school like Ohio State. Every time you step on the field, for the most part, you are the best team. You compete, but you still get your tail kissed. Dwayne Haskins, he's at fault.
Oh, for sure.
He's 100% at fault.
But he's also ill-prepared.
He wasn't prepared for what – he was about to experience in going. Dude, when you have a head coach that basically has gone on record and told certain people in the media,
don't fool with him.
I didn't want him.
He don't learn the offenses. He doesn't come in.
They're basically calling him a dummy.
A dummy, yeah.
And so Then you get a fresh start with Ron Rivera. And this is where he didn't take advantage of the opportunity presented, because it was shown early that Rivera was turning this organization around. He was getting it back on the right track. And he made bad decisions at the wrong time, and he paid dearly. He will get another opportunity, and I hope he can fix this situation and be the quarterback that his talent warrants.
Well, there's a lot of meat on that bone. We're not done with that. We're going to continue that conversation.
Do you think he cares about football?
Today, I would say he cares about football. Yesterday, he didn't care enough about football.
Right. He didn't care enough.
He didn't care enough
to do the right thing.
But it still comes back to development for me. When I look at Dwayne Haskins, I say to myself, I'm not making an excuse for Dwayne Haskins and his shortcomings and his failures. He is totally culpable and has to deal with the repercussions and the consequences of his decisions. But what I will say is, when you're in the media, when you're a public figure, when you're an influencer, when you have a voice, and I don't know what Booger does on his own time, on his free time, but I know you, I know me, I know Plex.
We out there with these kids.
I'm never going to jump out there and put a kid, a young man, in this type of conversation forum that I know
was not properly prepared. Can you go through your cell phone right now and look at text messages of you giving young players advice and things to do and not to do?
All day long.
All day. I was just doing it last night.
All day long.
And this is what we do. And so we can speak upon this because we're doing this daily to these kids that are in high school and in college. And whether they heed the message that we give them or not, we're giving them information and things to think about and say, let me think about this.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Welcome into the show, everybody. It's the Dan Patrick Show. As you just heard, they're taking a break. He and the Danettes. Much deserved. The legends are the legends. And how cool is it, TJ, that we get an opportunity to sit in and fill in for the legendary Dan Patrick Show, man?
You just want Dan to look back on this, or if he hears this and say, yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And listen, Plex.
We're missing one.
Yeah, we're missing one of the Up On Gang crew right now. His internet or his box, something was just not agreeing.
Malfunction.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a tad bit of technical difficulties. But that's but maybe we'll get him in on a phoner during the course of one of these hours, but we're powering on nonetheless. The first hour was an amazing hour. In fact, it was a one topic hour. We talked about Dwayne Haskins and how the lack of development has possibly led to his demise in the nation's capital as the starting quarterback and even as an employee of the team. It's interesting because this next topic almost begs to say if it's done correctly, if you are taught and trained and you are made aware of how much influence and power you have, not only being a pretty awesome athlete, but being an awesome person. And I think that that's one thing that has to be made known. When talking about these different issues, I don't put a color to being good or being bad. And so when you look at the topics that take place and they ensue and the conversations that ensue, I look at it more so from how have you been taught? What has been the most important components of what the DNA of who you are, the essence of who you are as a person, TJ? And TJ being ironically well-placed for our next topic because he has a brother named J.J. Watt. Not you, but yes, the other TJ. Yes. All right. And J.J. Watt had a speech the other day. We'll play it for you. But I'm interested in what this conversation will entail because in a lot of ways, you're hearing someone who has been dialed in, has been talked to, and has been conditioned to understand what the opportunity is. And we can talk and discuss whether it's genuine, whether it's not. But regardless of what side you fall on, he's in the know as to how to handle himself. And this is one of those classic teaching moments. Let's take a listen to J.J. Watt, and then we'll give some reactions on the other side.
You can't go out there and you can't work out. You can't show up on time. You can't practice. You can't want to go out there and win. You shouldn't be here because this is a privilege. It's the greatest job in the world. You get to go out and play a game. And if you can't care enough, even in week 17, even when you're trash, when you're 4-11, if you can't care enough to go out there and give everything you've got and try your hardest, that's so that's how. There are people every week that still tweet you, that still come up to you and say, hey, we're still rooting for you. We're still behind you. They have no reason whatsoever to. We stink, but they care and they still want to win and they still want you to be great. That's why. Those people aren't getting paid. We're getting paid handsomely. That's why. And that's who I feel the most bad for is our fans and the people who care so deeply in this city and the people who love it and who truly want it to be great, and it's not. And that sucks as a player to know that we're not giving them what they deserve.
That was J.J. Watt speaking and addressing the affairs of what's taking place with his Houston Texans. They have had an abysmal season, and this was his addressing to the state of the union of his fan base. He faced the media, TJ. He faced the media. He's a guy. We all know who TJ. Why do I want to keep calling him TJ? We all know who J.J. Watt is. He's won Defensive Player of the Year several times. He's been one of the most dominant football players in the game. Will go down as probably one of the best defensive linemen to ever play the game. But in a moment of time where not only his team is vulnerable, but he's vulnerable. He has not been the TJ. There we go. He has not been the JJ Watt that we have wanted him to be throughout the years. You know, it's a tongue tire because you're TJ, and he's JJ,
and he has a brother named TJ.
Just so we're clear on that, I'm getting stumbled up on this, but he has been vulnerable in terms of not being what we've grown to know of JJ Watt. What is your take on this delivery by J.J. Watt?
When I first saw this interview, I thought to myself, like, wow. But the more you think about it, and it was, for me, very initial. Why is he telling the media this? I personally believe if this is how he truly feels, you tell this to your teammates Wednesday morning, or it could be Monday morning. So for people, Wednesday morning, every Wednesday morning, the coach comes in front of the team and you kind of, the head coach, and you just kind of gives you the state of the union for the week and the game plan and who we play and how we want to approach this week. J.J. Watt could have gone to Romeo Crennel and said, can I get all the coaches out? I want to talk to the team. Mm-hmm. That's happened plenty of times on teams I've been on, and address the team directly. And if there are certain players that you feel are doing what you said, address them directly.
So do you feel like it becomes disingenuous that he's almost, in a way, reprimanding his teammates?
Through the media.
Through the media.
I wouldn't say it's disingenuous. I would say that because he feels this way. But to say this to the media to kind of get his message across, just get your message across. You're the best player on that team defensively. You're going to the Hall of Fame. Everybody on that team knows what you're capable of and what you have done. But for him to go in front of the media, it was almost like, I'm the guy that's working really hard, and not everybody is working as hard as I'm working. I just want to let you guys know this, that I'm trying, but everybody else is not trying as much as I'm trying.
So self-preservation?
Yes. You don't do that. Like, you get up in front of the team because you have the clout. You have the cachet to where you can do that. You're J.J. Watt. And let the team know. And then if you feel like so-and-so isn't doing what he's supposed to do, and you say, no disrespect to anyone, but so-and-so, I need you to give me more. You don't call him out in front of his peers because, as we know, it's grown men. That can turn a different way. But when they know you've put the work in, players, which are grown men, they can take that. If they know J.J. Watt is working his tail off, they can take that and say, you know what? You're right. I'm going to give you more because I haven't been giving it my all. They'll give you more. And so that's the only thing that I don't like. Do it privately. You do not have to go through the media to get your point across to certain teammates, because I guarantee there's a few teammates that he's probably talking about, and he did that just for them. Do it privately.
Does that compromise him as a leader on that team? How should they view him? Like I'll say this, if I'm on that team and I heard that, I honestly, even if I wasn't one of those guys that I felt he was speaking on and having that type of dialogue about to the fans about the team, I still would feel compelled to have to go talk to him and be like, look, bro, like, our fans are our fans, and I love our fans as well. And I feel horrible that our team isn't giving a better product than what we are. But this is your family in here. And for as long as they wear the same colors as you do, as long as they have to go to work, as you're saying, as you do,
Let's keep it in-house.
Let's keep it like this one, like to that level. You can address the fans in a way where you're supportive.
You and I both know this. The guys on the team, once they saw that interview, the ones that you cool with got on the phone or started texting, they talking about them.
Oh, and you, not we, good.
Not good at all.
It's not good.
And people act like that does not happen. No, that happened, bruh. Bro, what's wrong with JJ? What are you doing this for? Like, they talked about him.
Yeah.
Because they don't like this. Just address the team or whomever you're talking about individually. That's what you do.
When the team is and listen, I've had more than enough seasons where, as the face of a franchise for a few years, that I addressed our fan base. But one thing that I would never do.
You're not going to point the finger.
Not in trying to, and in an attempt to make our fans feel better about us being some trash as a football team, I would not sacrifice my teammates by saying things that could be considered and perceived diminishing what they are, who they are, what they bring to the table. I'd rather offer, solutions. We've got to work to figure this thing out. It's difficult to be losing this way. There are so many different ways you can address your fan base without alienating your teammates,
like,
or yourself.
He was alienating his teammates and saying, it's not me, it's them.
It's kind of what it sounded like.
And that's the biggest problem. And again, you're J.J. Watt.
You don't have to do that.
You just go to the individual or the team, and you can get your same point across. Simple.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Welcome back to the Dan Patrick Show. I'm LeVar Arrington. That's TJ Hushmanzada. Our next guest, a very esteemed one. He's done something that most people will never do in their lives. That's hoist. Well, maybe didn't hoist it because they're pretty heavy from what I hear, but he put his hands on it for certain.
Because he's a quarterback, he wasn't strong enough to hoist it, huh?
Well, he's my old teammate, so I figure I'd take a little jab. Anyways, our next guest, the one and only Danny Warfel, the Heisman Trophy winner from the University of Florida. Gator chomp, gator bait. That's the guy. What's going on, broski?
What's up, LeVar? What's up, TJ, man? You got my competitive juices flowing. If we were on Zoom, you'd see I'm holding the trophy up right now, hoisting it, lifting it, pressing it.
Hey,
no, it is heavy, but what's up?
Hey, Danny, regardless, you got it. You have it, and that is important. Believe you me, I respect that.
That's right.
How have you been, man? How is life going? What's going on in Danny Warfel's world? It seems like some really big stuff you got going on here. Talk to me a little bit about, as a Hall of Fame quarterback and a Heisman Trophy winner, like, you know, you're pretty decorated and maybe the most decorated in the University of Florida's history. What you got going on right now?
Man, we've been busy in a lot of different ways. You know, my main job is the director at Desire Street Ministries. We work in under-resourced neighborhoods all over the country, helping people that live there put together programs to help their neighborhoods and their communities. So that's my main job. And then staying busy now with the Warfel Trophy, honoring college football players who do community service. And then doing my best effort, although it's one of the hardest things I've done, be a good dad, be a good husband, man. That's some good stuff that's not always easy. So I'm working hard on all fronts. Indeed.
So you bring up the Warfel Trophy. Who's the finalist, and how did they get nominated?
Yeah, so we had about 100 nominees from across the country, Division I football players, and probably together – I'm estimating somewhere between 50,000 and 100,000 hours of community service, and we have a committee that sort of sifts it down to our semifinalists. And this year there were 9 just truly remarkable young men, and then we have a selection committee that voted, includes a lot of broadcasters and coaches and former winners of the Warfel Trophy, and our 3 finalists are just incredible young men. Shai Wirtz, the quarterback for Georgia Southern, Sam Ellinger from Texas, and Teton Saltis from New Mexico. And just the work that they've done in their communities, the things that they've done during COVID is truly inspiring. And I wish we had three trophies to present because they're all winners.
I think it's amazing the work that you do. I've always respected you. You've always been a man of faith, a man of your family, and a commitment to your teammates. And I you know, experienced that firsthand. We played in Washington together. Now, it may be a different place. It may not, you know, who knows. But I would love, just knowing what you represent, what your award represents, you being so developed in the community and just what that represents to people, what's your take on what took place with Haskins in D.C.? And, you know, just I'd love to hear your perspective on it.
Oh, man. Well, honestly, one of my goals in life is not to pretend to comment on something that I'm not totally in the know on. So I'm a little behind the news on that front. I know that some things happened there, but honestly, if I were to speak on that here, I wouldn't be speaking from a knowledge base. So
let me rephrase it for you. Let me put it in a different regard. If you're in a situation as the quarterback of a National Football League team, and maybe the things that are being said about you are kind of disparaging and a tad bit, the commitment level isn't there, the professionalism may not be there. It just seems to go down the same lines of what you're saying in terms of being a person of service, being in the community. Just talk to me from the perspective of how being a great person could play a major part in being a great player, and maybe that's what was missing here with the Dwayne Haskins situation.
Sure. Well, just speaking generally, you know, I think what makes a great teammate, obviously you've got to be committed and excellent, but there's this idea when you're on a team about being selfless. You know, when you put yourself before the team, we've all seen so many examples of where that usually doesn't end well. I mean, I remember being on a high school team, and we were by far the less talented team going into a state championship game. This team had probably 13 players go to college scholarships from one high school team, and we smoked them. It was just a great example of when you don't put yourself first, what's amazing. And I think that's really what, you know, going back to the Werfel Trophy, is what that's about, is people that do that in the community and people that do that across the board. And it makes for better teams, it makes for better neighborhoods, better communities, and a better world.
Danny, I got a two-part question for you. You bring it up again, the Werfel Trophy. Give me some notable winners of the past. And with you being a Heisman Trophy winner, obviously you can't tell us who you voted for, but how do you see that vote going?
Yeah, well, the first question, we've had some very high-profile winners. You know, when you think of guys like Tim Tebow, and, you know, is about as high-profile a guy you can get, who deservedly won the Werfel Trophy years ago. But we really do our best to focus on the community service and not let the notoriety of the player kind of dictate. So, you know, we've had some winners from big schools, you know, Oklahoma, Florida, you know, Alabama, you know, but we've had two winners from Western Michigan. You know, we've had different players from all over the country, big and small schools. And so we really try to look at the resume of community service more than the
I'm going to give you a name that you can look forward to for this award in the future. His name is Cameron McDonald at Florida State. He does a lot for people out in Tallahassee and California. So that's a name that could possibly be a candidate in the future, just FYI.
You got it. Well, we'll keep our eyes open. And to your other question, you know, I think that there's four very deserving Heisman Trophy finalists. I think you can make a case for all of them. You know, I do my best to be unbiased, but I think there's no real such thing as unbiased. But when I see what Kyle Trask did, is truly remarkable. You know, I just saw through 11 games, he has better stats than Joe Burrow did last year through 11 games, and that was just a slam dunk last year. So I'll be happy for whoever wins, but I'm a big fan of Kyle Trask, not just his stats on the field, but his character, the way he's been loyal to university, even when he wasn't playing. Just so many things about his story are inspiring to me.
All right, I got to ask this as my final question based off of what your reasoning just was. Have you ever put a vote in for a defender?
Let's see. I think you may have been the first one that I did that for.
Yeah.
Hey, did he know this? Did you guys talk about this?
He's probably not telling the truth, but that's a nice little lie right there. I like that one.
I definitely have in the past. I can't remember for sure if you were one of those or not. I'd have to go back in the check the CPA auditing, but you definitely were deserving, I'm sure.
Appreciate it, man. That is Danny Warfel of the Warfel Trophy Award. The finalists have been named and will be announced on ESPN's The Home Depot College Football Awards on Thursday, January the 7th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We sure do appreciate you coming on, good brother. You have always been a person that, you know, you can feel proud about, not only being a teammate, but modeling the way you do things after. Appreciate it, and continued success to you, man.
Well, I appreciate it, and congrats to both of you guys forging success beyond the field as well. Keep up the good work.
Indeed. Take we care, appreciate Danny. You. Thank okay, you, you take care. All right, that's Danny Warfel, and he really was cool to be around, man. A super dope dude, man. All right, so we got some more callers. Let's take some calls. Dwayne in Houston, come on in. What you got?
How you two brothers doing today?
All right, real good, man. Turn your radio down.
I don't have a radio on.
Oh, okay. All right, well, okay, yeah. Take us off your speakerphone. Something you did got us echoing with you.
Okay.
We good. Let's go.
You sound a little better now. Come on, let's go. What you got, brother?
How's that?
That's better.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We might have to move on from you, player. Something's wrong. You're having the technical difficulties, bro. Let's go to Dwayne in Houston. Dick. Let's go to Dick in North Carolina. Dick in North Carolina.
Hey guys,
what's
I
up?
To comment on Dwayne Haskins and New Sports. I'm really enjoying the show.
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you.
So your last guest commented on this as well, but I believe as a former coach, we're seeing more of a me mentality or culture versus a we culture, and these kids are picking up their stuff and moving to another school or moving to another team when they're not winning or not getting playing time. And sports is more than just that. It's more than just winning. It's about understanding how to get through adversity, understanding each other, communicating with teammates when things aren't going well. And those things are being lost at the youth level and having to be retaught at the college, professional, and high school levels. So I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that. And I don't mind J.J. Watt calling out during his press because peer pressure, I think, is one of the strongest things to get somebody else to do what you want to do. And he's calling out his teammates for not completing their task or their goal for the day.
They have one game left, though, so it's like you have one game left. It would have been better had you done this in the middle of the season, and you probably could have salvaged your season. But to do it now to the media, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. But sometimes that momentum at the end of the season leads into the next season as well. So maybe that's why he did it, and he just had to let it off his chest before the season ended.
He had to let it off his chest. But doesn't that kind of go down the me mentality lane?
Yeah, but he's trying to do what's best for the community and letting his teammates know. You know, we don't know what's going on in JJ's head, and I understand your perspective as well. But I appreciate you guys today, and you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Dick. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not putting him down for what he's saying. So let's not misconstrue what's being said.
We're just giving you a perspective.
It is perspective, though.
If we're in that locker room and he had done this and we're on that team, we're looking at it like, why?
That's you're doing unnecessary damage, right? Like, if we're being honest, I can feel bad that our team has underperformed.
We're 4-11.
Right.
We're 4-11. Now, you want to do this now and we're 4-11.
It serves no purpose other than self-preservation. I mean, if we're being 100% honest, it only serves as you getting yourself out of the way. So, Gav, you got a question?
Were you guys, this is kind of two-part, but were you ever part of player-only meetings, and did they work?
I have been, and yes.
Oh, player-only meetings? Yeah, when you expect to be a good team and things don't go well, player-only meeting. When things are going well and there are players that aren't doing what they're supposed to do, player-only meeting. So it happens all the time. It can be good or bad. And so, yes, those things happen.
So the Steelers had a players-only meeting this week. Do you think that that's going to be a catalyst for them to take that into this? They're going to arrest Big Ben from every report that's coming out. You go into the situation where people are continuing to question, can they do it in the playoffs? Clearly, they're aware of it.
If the Steelers win, I mean, if the Steelers are to lose to Cleveland, who would they play in the first round? And let's say Buffalo wins. So that means Buffalo would get the second seed. The Steelers will get player-only meetings work when they work. That means if you win, oh, that player-only meeting worked. When you lose,
why we waste our time?
Why you waste our time? And so it has its purpose, but they can be a little overrated.
Dale, Las Vegas, what you got, Playboy?
Yes, well, I just want to tell you I appreciate you two as men.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
For appreciating us.
Yeah, see, that's the problem with everything is that, you know, we want to catalyze everything. We want to put everything in a certain box, you know. Athletes are athletes. Well, you know, before they were athletes, they were kids.
People, yeah. That's right.
You know what I mean? And the thing is that it starts with the parents.
Yes, it does.
You know, Charles Barkley, when he was playing, said, you know, don't look at me as a role model. Look at your parents. Mm-hmm. Look at your family. Find somebody in your family and look at them as a role model. We start telling these kids from a very young age, when just people in general, you're good at this, you're good at this. We don't round them out as human beings. Mm. You're talking to somebody who did 13 years in prison for high-level drug trafficking, you know, who's on life parole now, who's, you know, paying for the consequences of my past.
Wow.
You know, and now... Now I have 16 years clean and sober.
Dope.
And it all starts between the ears, like you two gentlemen said.
That's right. Man, you know, I appreciate you sharing.
You know, it's who you associate with. If you associate with thugs, you become a thug. You associate with criminals, you're a criminal. If you associate with good people, you become because you adapt those behaviors.
Man,
and what happens to these athletes is they never had, first of all, they don't know how to handle money. We got to stop putting it on African Americans, whites. It's the younger generation in general. They don't know how to handle money because all they've been told is you're a good athlete, you're great. So they end up getting by, you know what I mean? By people let him, oh, he did this, but you know what? We're not worried about that because he can do this.
Hmm. Yeah.
Dwayne Haskins, for instance, Ohio State. I lived in Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio. Those athletes are treated like gods. Women flock to them. They go to bars. They get free drinks. You know, and now they have no responsibility except learn the game plan, play, win. After the game, let's go party.
We appreciate it, man. It's a good call, Dale. We appreciate that, man. And listen, TJ, he said something very, very intriguing to me, and I want to ask you about this. He said appreciation. There wasn't an appreciation. I'm wondering. Is that a major issue that we're dealing with millennials and with this new age athlete? Is the, like, for me, I look at it, if I had an appreciation for my job, if I had an appreciation for my teammates, if I had an appreciation for my accomplishments and the people, the fans, do I do what Dwayne Haskins did? Do I have an appreciation for my teammates if I do what J.J. Watt did? Is there just a lack of, in real true form, is there a lack of appreciation in today's athlete?
When you talk specifically, let's talk specifically to NFL, that could possibly be the case. And a lot of guys feel like, oh, I'm going to make it to the league. And they don't realize that the biggest thing is how lucky you are to make it and play in the NFL. And I don't think they look at it from that perspective. It's a gift to be in the NFL. And I took it for granted. A lot of players take it for granted. The NFL, it doesn't matter who it is. Great. The face of the league will retire. They'll find another face of the league.
That's correct. Before you even retire.
The show goes on with or without you. You either with us or you against us. You either going to follow along and do what you're supposed to do, or we're going to move on without you. The show goes on. And so if you're going to be in the show, which is the NFL, you need to appreciate it while you're there, because the show does not last forever.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Welcome into the show. Hour three, going strong.
Are we complete now? Just for the meantime, we complete. We got our boy up in here with us now.
Voltron, unite. Plex, what's going on,
yo,
man?
Yo, what's up? What's going on?
Man, we're just happy to hear the Stretch Armstrong of the Super Friends team, man.
You know how it is. Hey, man, I'm happy to be on here, guys. I miss y'all, man. Voltron unites, baby.
Yeah. You're listening to the Dan Patrick Show. That's Plexico Burrs, TJ Hushmanzada. I'm LeVar Arrington. Dan Patrick, the legend, the GOAT, he's taking the day off. The Danettes are taking the same. They're getting some R&R. We're going to handle this last hour like some pros and get in and get out. That's what we're doing. Shots to Perfect, my man Gav in the back. They handling the duties, making sure we sound good, we feel good, and we're presenting good. It's been an interesting show, Stretch. And right now, where we're at right now, we're talking about the way things have kind of unfolded with this social media situation that Bronny James has once again found himself in the crosshairs of. Do you think his mom and father, obviously LeBron, the LeBron James and Savannah James, do you feel as though they've handled this the right way in terms of trying to protect their son?
Hey, man, as far as handling a Bronny James, you know, I heard TJ say earlier that, you know, those are his parents. So a parent is going to do whatever they can possibly do to protect their child. But when you talk about preparing a Bronny James versus a normal child, versus a normal kid.
Which is a big question here.
Yeah, it would never be able to happen.
Right.
Because look at what LeBron has done and where he has been as far as a celebrity standpoint and being a basketball player. You know, he set the bar. You know what? There is no bar. The bar is gone. The bar has been
obliterated. Right.
Obliterated.
Uh-huh.
Right? So you look at a situation like, how do you prepare your son at 16 years old, a Bronny James? He's playing high school basketball on national television like what, every week. How do you prepare him for playing basketball on national television? Those are things that we didn't have to deal with because we didn't live in this world of media and Instagram and all these different things. And you know how this internet world is. How do you think that those kids are going to play and prepare to play against him? They're going to try to do everything that they possibly can to destroy him and to try to make him look bad with the memes and all these different things. So you can't really prepare him for what's going on in the social media, because when he goes out and he performs against these kids, man, they're going to try to do everything that they possibly can to make him look bad. And there's really nothing. You can't discipline him or try to prepare him like a normal kid, because his life is never going to be normal just because of who his father is.
Right. Okay, but now let me ask y'all this. Let me pose this question to both of you guys. And knowing that he's never going to get that fair opportunity, some would say that's the price that goes with the fame and fortune that you have the luxury of having with having a LeBron James as your father. Others would say, wouldn't you assume that you have to guide your kids to stay out of the crosshairs, not to expose yourself in ways where you can unnecessarily be targeted? Like,
he's a kid.
Okay, but again, but, is he allowed to be a kid that's a normal kid? How does that work?
You want him to be as normal as possible.
In a not normal situation.
Yeah, I mean, he's LeBron James' son. You're not going to be normal. That's just what it is.
Right.
But he's going to be on social media. He's going to do things he shouldn't, because he's a child and he will learn from it. That's just an evolution of becoming a young man, a child, a young man to a full-grown adult. you make some mistakes along the way, and hopefully you have parents that can help you out along the way. But he will never be a normal child because his father is LeBron James. It's very simple.
Right. Hey, listen, he can make some mistakes, but the scrutiny that he's going to receive from making those mistakes is not normal to a regular 16-year-old. You may never hear about those mistakes that those kids make. But when he makes those mistakes at 16, being a son of LeBron James,
and is it a mistake?
Everybody's going to hear about it before they can even try to prepare him for what is about to come.
Is it a mistake? That's a question. Is what Bronny James did a mistake? What he did?
No,
it's not a mistake.
You like a picture?
Kid.
Hey, even if he liked the picture because of the way she looked, that's not a mistake. He's a young man, and he might have saw something that he found attractive, and she can be older, and he liked the picture. So what? Hey, that's what it is.
I hope he likes the picture. Kudos to the young man.
Right.
Kudos to him, but liking a picture at 16, he's been a 16-year-old child, but people are looking at him like, you know what, his dad is LeBron James, so he's not supposed to be conducting himself as such. But you have to let him be a child, but he's not a child in the eyes of society. And that's the unfortunate thing about this whole situation, is that he would never know what it feels like to be a normal 16-year-old.
It's a beautiful thing that we are taking some amazing reps with the vacation time of Dan Patrick and the Danettes. If you like what you're hearing, you can actually tune in on Saturdays. We come on from 9 to noon, or 3 to 5, where you're at on the East Coast. On it's called Up on Game. This is actually the cast of another show on Fox Sports Radio. So if you're enjoying this, tune in, tell a friend, go subscribe to the podcast. You know, it's pretty cool. Okay, so after that shameless plug, getting back to the business at hand, I agree. I do not think that it was a mistake on Bronny's part, on his behalf. I also agree that children, young people, young adults, teenagers should have the ability to develop and grow and learn. But I also understand how dangerous this world is. And as famous as one's parents may be, as famous as your siblings may be, whatever the situation may call for, you have to be able to adapt and to adjust to what the given scenarios and conditions are that surround you and your family. That's just, for me, I'm more of a guy that I get concerned. Like, I have concerns, and I want to shield my kids, even if that means they don't get some of the luxuries that Bronny receives and our children receive being our kids are different luxuries than what regular, civilian children are able to have. All right?
So different, you're using the word different?
Different. It's different.
I mean, come on, man.
It's definitely different, bro.
That's not the correct word.
It is the correct word. It is different because the things that your kids are exposed to, like I'll give you a great example. All right. My kids were doing, they were in school, and the teacher is talking about something that had to do with Barack Obama and Barack this and he's this and he's that. And everybody in the class is listening. And my daughter says to him, that's not true. That's not really how he presents himself.
Uh-huh.
And the teacher says to her,
you
need to be quiet and you need to listen to what I'm saying, because that is the lesson. That's the lesson plan. And she said, that just wasn't how it was when I spent time with him.
Really? Talking about
So, how do you have a comeback for that?
You don't have
one.
You can't. You gotta be quiet and listen.
So what I'm saying is some of the things that our kids are exposed to, the people that are around them, the people that will make their decisions and their judgments or how they handle what they feel about Bronny or any of our kids that are exposed to different things, our kids have to be mindful for the simple sake of safety.
But they're kids.
I understand that.
No,
but he's 16.
But all he did was like a picture. And so when to me that's innocent as innocent can get. There's no harm in that. It's not like he's out there doing something he shouldn't do. He's doing something that he should do, and it's nothing wrong with it.
I don't disagree with it. I do not disagree with that. But what I'm trying to ask and try to understand is. It is when you have that much of a spotlight on you and the scrutiny is going to be as high as it's going to be, do you limit your exposure in these situations based upon and teach your kids to limit their exposure?
See, I try, like, honestly, yeah, though, I'll be
or
honest
do you
with,
just let them go?
I try to tell my kid, you're no different than anyone else. And so don't act like that. Don't be that way. And that's the goal. Is to hopefully your kids, regardless of what they have or do not have, you treat everybody the right way. You be understanding and you be kind to people until they give you a reason not to. That's, to me, that's very simple, and that's how you should live life.
See, I tell my kids they have to be aware. You have to be aware because, you know what? Bad people are like the air you breathe. There's way more bad people in this world than there are good people. And but, I don't want that one time. I don't want to have to my life to be totally altered by a one time because my kids were not aware that there are animals out here and how that applies to them in their own lives. That includes their social media interactions and everything.
Hey, you know what? Hey, as sad as it may sound, like LeBron's son. And a normal 16-year-old child, they're held to different standards.
Oh, yes.
And one is 16, the other is 16. And it's looked down upon just because of the fact of who his pops is, who his father is. And it's really not fair to him, but he does have to understand it. But at the same time, he's saying that, you know, I'm 16. Like I'm gonna be a young man. And I want to live as possible as a normal life as I possibly can. And people aren't letting him.
But can that be costly, Plex, is what I'm saying. Can it be costly to his well-being and to his welfare?
He can't change that. Our kids, it's different. When we're talking LeBron James. He can't change that. You don't choose your parents.
But you can limit it.
It's all. How can you limit it? He's an athlete. It's almost. He's an athlete.
You can limit it by not exposing yourself that way.
The only way it can be limited if you just tell it to him time and time and time again until he's blue in his face. You can't limit him from making his own decisions. You can try to, you know, tell him over and over, but he's still going to make mistakes and he's still going to do those things. And really, the only way to prepare your child for a Bronny James and situations like this is to go through it. You can tell it to him 1,000 times.
Experience is the best teacher.
But he can only learn from a situation where you tell him over and over and over again if he goes through it. Like, I can tell my son something, you know, he's going to make mistakes. Things are going to happen because I've experienced them. But he's still going to want to, like, you know, my dad told me this.
But
let me see if it's true.
It's that one. It's that one time. Like, I'll give you a great example. It's that one time where you're saying, okay, he's just being a kid. He's just experimenting. He's just seeing what's going on. And then he makes a move. He makes his decision. And say he goes to hang out with one of these people that he's able to slide in to the DM and go meet up with him, right? Now, where I come from, he's a target. Where you come from, he's a target.
Yes.
Plex, where you come from, he's a target. So in those moments of it's just allowing him to be a kid, in my mind, you know what I'm thinking? That girl, he's going to be hanging out with that girl. I don't know my son is hanging out with that girl, right? But it happened because he's being a kid, and it changes my life. Because you know what? He's a target. Somebody done ran up in there. He's in a compromising position. Somebody done took a video of him. Somebody done took a photo of him. They done robbed him. They holding him for ransom, whatever it may be. And to some, that might sound outlandish and outrageous. To others, I've seen it happen to much lesser people. I've seen it happen to much lesser people. I've seen it happen to adults where shorty get the dude back. They go to a spot. He's in the bed. They chilling. He's in a compromising position because he's booty butt. You know what I mean, right? And then that door opens, and two or three dudes walk in talking about, have a good night. Have a good night.
Hey, man, hey, let's hope that nothing like that occurs. But
you know what I'm saying. It's more likely to happen. It's more likely to happen.
I know what you're saying, man.
I don't want that one time in my life. I do not want that one time with any of my kids in my life.
Nobody wants it. But what the young man did, there's nothing wrong with it. You know what? It's not going to be the first time that it happens.
I get it.
This is not going to be the first time it happens.
But is it more about getting him to understand what the level of exposure to him is? I guess is what I'm trying to say.
He knows.
But maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't fully comprehend how much exposure he's living with.
Yes.
Hey, do you think he doesn't know his father is a global icon?
Yes, he does. But maybe he doesn't. Maybe he does not comprehend what that means.
No,
maybe he doesn't comprehend how that applies to him.
Yes,
it's a possibility.
Look, the guy gets on social media and gets millions of followers right away. He understands.
Yeah, but that to understand that you can get millions of followers versus comprehending exactly what you represent and how that is in correlation to your dad, it could be very different. That could be a very different mindset and understanding.
I don't know LeBron, but him and his wife seem like down to earth people.
This isn't about it being an indictment on how they're parenting.
So, but I truly believe he gets it. Like he played basketball at Sierra Canyon. He didn't play much as a freshman. And somebody that felt they were entitled should be starting. I should be doing.
Well, they did give him MVP of a tournament he barely played in.
And so
just gave it to
just
him.
That within itself.
Just give it to him. Put it in the bag. Just put it in the bag, TJ.
Hey, at the same time, this young man understands what his exposure is. He plays on national television and high school basketball. Trust me, he knows and he understands that. Normal 16-year-old kids don't get to experience that because who their father is. You
know, right.
My dad is LeBron James, so they're going to put me on television.
Hey, Plex, be safe out there and make sure while you're being safe, you do it in a Mercedes, all right? Hey.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, you're about to understand it in 1 second. Make sure you guys tune in to Up On Game to hear the wise words of one Stretch Armstrong, otherwise known as Plexico Burress. You can hear that on Saturdays.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.